Aircraft noise has become an issue in communities across the nation as housing developments crowd closer to airports. In Naples, Florida, the airport is trying to ban some types of older model jets because they're too loud. Two lawsuits challenging the prohibition are moving through the courts. From member station WGCU in Fort Myers, Amy Tardiff reports.
The noisiest small jets still in operation are no longer welcome at the Naples Municipal Airport. On takeoff, they're even louder than this Bombardier Challenger corporate jet, and they've been annoying people, like retiree Bill Bugera, who lives in the flight path.
It's a damn nuisance is what it amounts to, because we'll be outside or having lunch or dinner, and one of the ear busters comes over, and all conversation thought stops.
The Naples airport is just 2 miles from the sandy beaches of the Gulf of Mexico. In the last decade, the land in between the airport and the coast has become a magnet for people looking to build expensive homes on or near the water. The airport has been here since 1941, but the city didn't start buying land to create a buffer zone until the early 1990s. Today, the buffer is piecemeal, and it would cost more than $67 million to buy up the remaining land. Pilot Craig Pereira doesn't like what he sees.
See the roofs?
And
here's our
main runway. Goes out that way. It's right there. So those people that are spending $640,000 per unit are right dead straight into the takeoff and approach path to the airport.
Pereira helped develop the Naples airport from its military roots. Today he runs a small charter business built around a $12 million Grumman Gulfstream, one of the jets that was recently banned by airport authorities. Pereira says the noise problem wouldn't exist if city officials had done a better job of planning. The people complaining about jet noise have formed a group called Citizens for Control of Airport Noise. It was co-founded by Ron Soulard, who is also a Cessna pilot and former airport commissioner.
There's a lot of people in this community who have lived here for a very long time, who you make the argument to them, well, gee, you know, it's an airport, you're going to have jets come in. And those are the people who are going to tell you, look, I've lived here for 30 or 40 years when you didn't hear anything from the airport, and now I'm having to put up with stage two jets flying over my house at all hours of the day and night. And yes, those homes are worth $2, $3, $4, $5 million. So yeah, I'd be pretty upset too.
Air traffic in Naples has nearly doubled since 1997. And though the airport authority has used noise abatement techniques for 20 years, it now says the best way to satisfy the most complaints is to simply ban the noisiest jets. But the Federal Aviation Administration is not making it easy. It says the airport made mistakes in conducting the study that led to the ban and isn't following federal rules. Airport Authority Executive Director Ted Soliday says maybe the federal standard should not be used in Naples.
It is a logical standard for them to use on a national basis, but that doesn't mean that other airports and other communities, such as Naples, should not be able to use a lesser noise impact level.
The National Business Aviation Association disagrees. It wants to keep uniform noise standards for all airports. The organization, which represents 6,400 members who fly as part of their business, is afraid of the precedent this ban sets and is suing Naples Airport. Jack Olcott is the association's president.
You realize that business aircraft serve about 10 times the number of airports that have any sort of commercial service. So anything that disrupts the way in which these aircraft are used is certainly counterproductive to the best interests of the nation.
The FAA says it will review additional information from the Naples airport, but it could still find the jet ban discriminatory, revoke millions of dollars in federal grants, and stop letting the airport collect ticket taxes. Airport officials think they can survive without the money. Community leaders are skeptical. Airports in Boca Raton, Florida, Aspen, Colorado, and Burbank and Van Nuys, California, are watching Naples to see if they can solve their noise problems by banning or restricting old, noisy jets. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Naples, Florida.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.